Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
It is the second anniversary now of the murders of those four college students in Moscow, Idaho. Very hard to believe 2022 was when that took place, and we still have not yet had a trial. We still do not have a person that has been convicted, but we certainly have an accused, Brian Koberger. We've been talking about him now for, well, almost 2 years in this case. There's been several changes to where this will all be taking place in those 2 years, including a venue change. We've seen various motions by attorneys. We're going to take a look back on this case, where it's at right now and where it is going here at this 2 year anniversary mark, with Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Okay, 2 years in, venue changed. We're now having this in the Idaho or in the Boise areas where that's going to be happening. Idaho, no longer in Moscow. Where do you think this sits 2 years in? What's your thoughts on the case as everything that we've known through all these motions, all this time?
Yeah, as we said from the get-go, as soon as defense attorney got involved with this, she's doing a great job of delay, doubt. The fact that there's still no one else that's even popped up or been suggested as another potential person that could have committed this is very telling, I think. Again, I think she's doing a good job of mitigating everything she can possibly do to sow reasonable doubt, to mitigate things. I mean, even I still get hung up every time they say she has an alibi for him because he goes out for late night drives. And I've really thought about this in terms of what you and I always talk about is that life behavior arc. No, she didn't come up with an alibi. She came up with identifying a behavior arc of him going out for a nightly drive. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you went for a nightly drive past their house, then jumped out and killed someone, you know, that fits his behavior arc. So I don't see how a behavior arc is an alibi if it could reasonably take you right by their house.
That's the part that doesn't work.
Yeah, it don't work.
Nightly drives. Okay, well, what's the history? Okay. How can we be okay? Let's look at your cell history. Okay. Oh, it happens you're driving by this house as well on your nightly drives to go see the stars. That's not stalkerish at all that you happen to be going by this same house over and over.
And on the night that you happen to be going by their house and it's the night of the murder, your cell phone automatically mm-hmm. stops pinging that yeah. one night out of just the whole. So in other words, we got a spike. Uh-huh. And when was a spike? The spike of a change was the night of the murders.
I mean, either this is a guy with literally the worst luck ever, somehow got his DNA on a knife sheath while looking at it at a store. I guess there's some possible explanations, but I mean, the other thing, then somehow all of the evidence ties him back to the location. He has no solid alibi. I don't know. I mean, I feel like this is a case, unlike what we saw in Delphi, where there will be a lot of things that are going to come out from behind the curtain that we are unaware of yet on the part yep. of the prosecution that are going to put him much more in that place, even more than they already have. We've heard nothing of the digital evidence. They did take his computers. They checked all that stuff because of the gag order. Luckily, nothing has leaked out yet in that department. Look, if there's nothing on those devices, I'll be shocked. And if there's nothing there, I'm going to question whether it's Koberger. But if there is something on those devices, you probably got your right guy.
Yeah, it's lining up. It's lining up well. To me, it's a slow process, way too slow for anyone's liking, unless you're Koberger, obviously. But I think at least it seems to be thorough. It seems to be exhaustive because that the data points are just there. I like the fact that there's behavior there that's got a lot of synchronicity. There's just a lot of things that are the only thing that I'm still, and I know the author Howard Bloom, mm-hmm. when Night Comes Falling, I have my notes from reading it, is very good read, very yeah. good book, and his postulate there is saying that that only one of the girls was actually targeted mm-hmm. by Koberger. The only thing that still remains a mystery to me behaviorally is why them,
yeah.
you know, why the girl, you know, because because again, maybe this will come out in the prosecution when we see everything, but I'm missing the actual link to the girls. His behavior definitely to me fits a pattern of someone who potentially could do this, but I'm not seeing the link yet.
I think the only thing I could say to that would be the impulsivity of males that kind of fit that incel profile. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he's exactly that, but he's pretty damn close. There's a lot of impulsivity with those people. It doesn't take a lot to set them off from a female interacting with them yep. in their life. I've witnessed it with people and I've been very put back and like, what the hell? And it's creepy and it's scary, but it doesn't take a lot. I mean, I'm with something like this, it could have been one weird interaction at a restaurant mm-hmm. or something. She could have been a server. We don't know. But I'm guessing there was something where she somehow, he took it as being blown off, where it may have just been simple as, I'll come back for your order. and then he took that as, fuck those women. Those, you know, because I've seen that reaction with some yep. men. And they hold that grudge. And they'll like, I'm speaking hypothetically here, but what I've seen in some people, some men in my life, especially when I was younger, you see some men with these sort of attitudes. They'll never go back to that restaurant again because that woman did this to
right.
me. And it's just very harsh and very deep. So I don't
wound
know
collectors.
I don't know that they're exactly very much a wound collector and like seeking out wounds, like magnets for wounds. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that it took to this any idea of a in-depth relationship or connection. I think it could have been as simple as that. I'll come back yep. for your order. And then he had that grudge. She's attractive. It's someone who he views in his mind he could never get while never looking at himself as to why his personality is so off-putting. It's her fault. And if he's in some sort of weird, twisted idea of, you know, I want to go commit a crime and I want to see what it's like, who should I target? Well, who's wronged me? who could be my enemy? And if that's it, I mean, that, that rage can go somewhere.
And you just laid out exactly what I want to see.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to see that data point of something right in there, right in that little nook. Because again, it's all there to me. I mean, the DNA on the night sheet, you know, the touch DNA, that to me is the sealer for me. And his behavior, all the other things he's done, yes. But I would still like one more little nugget that draws the connection between it. And it could be something as simple as that. And maybe when they did the forensic interview on the forensic analysis of his computers and his digital footprint and things like that, there might be a record of that, because if he has stalker traits, which it looks like he may have stalker kind of personality traits in there, they tend to record things down. So if he is a recorder of things, journaling, diarying, you know, whatever it is, you know, we might see that come out in prosecution. But why it's taking so long? I just think defense is doing they're doing their job.
They are. I mean, the further you put this out, the I don't want to say the more the wound has healed, but I think that's the nature of wounds. They do heal a little bit more over time. So the harshness of the moment of this happening slowly lifts for most of the population, not necessarily the families, though, by any means. But it's not the families that are on that jury. It's the citizens. And for the citizens, the shock goes away. August 11th of 25 is what they're saying for the starting of the trial, expected to last until November 7th of 2025. So literally a year from now is when it should be wrapping up. Originally set for July 31st of 25. It's still a year, 3 years roughly from the date of the crime. Do you think it'll go back further? Do you think this will have an effect on a jury in terms of the impact of you know, the shock of all this happening in their neck of the woods, relatively?
It's a great question. So as soon as you mentioned that time frame and the jury, because that's all the defense is doing right now. They're really doing everything they can to mitigate any jury issues they're going to have. Interestingly, and you talk about, you know, the shock and the pain of it, the distance makes heals wound to people that are not emotionally tied to the victims. The victims' families will never have that wound healed. But when you're sitting on a jury, distance and time will heal wounds and the emotional nature of it. So they're going to be focusing more on facts, data, and details. They're the likelihood of them being more pragmatic and looking at data points is going to probably be higher than emotional sides. And because I think from what we're seeing, they're going to have a lot of pragmatic data points on this compared to maybe eliciting emotional response, especially since the house was torn down, so they can't walk the ground. There's a lot of things emotionally they won't be able to, I think, draw the jury in with. They're going to be really relying on the DNA evidence, the cell phone triangulation evidence, you know, whatever images they have, the cars, interviews of family, collections from trash cans, all these different things. They're going to be really focused on all these details, which does not bode well for, I think, Koberger.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, The Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.